Stellingpole, God has raised up a prophet in Greta Thunberg, says FMR Archbishop of Canterbury. By James Stellingpole on August 9, 2021. God has raised up a prophet in Greta Thunberg in a way that no one could predict, former Archbishop of Canterbury Rowan Williams has claimed. She has said things no one else could have said. Thank God for her. Rowan Williams, the Welsh wizard, as the bearded cleric is nicknamed, because of his resemblance to a druid, had a reputation during his lackluster incarnation as Britain's most senior cleric as an intellectual and a theologian. But what he says here is both incredibly stupid and theologically illiterate. There is nothing brave or special, let alone prophet-like about the doom goblin Thunberg. And if she is anyone's servant on earth, it is far more plausible that she is Lucifer's than God's. Williams made his fatuous remarks at the ecumenical Korsvæ festival in Sluyord, Norway. Perhaps he assumed that everyone in Scandinavia sees Thunberg as a local saint and was merely trying to ingratiate himself with his audience. Or perhaps, like pretty much every other senior cleric in the Church of England hierarchy, he is less interested in God than in Gaia worship. Whatever his motivation, his argument was quite breathtakingly ignorant. According to a report in the Norwegian newspaper Vartland, picked up by Remix News, Williams thought it apt to liken the doomed goblin to the prophet Jeremiah. Williams, after expressing his deep admiration for Thunberg, went on to describe the 18-year-old climate activist as a very good example of a prophetic voice, asserting that, like the prophet Jeremiah, she had arrived as a force to speak to the nations. Another speaker at the conference, Simon Korsmo, claimed that the former archbishop's comparison was accurate because Jeremiah was not accepted because he spoke clearly from the Lord against the powers that be. Earthly power and spiritual purity are often in conflict. If this is the case, then Greta Thunberg is about as unlike the prophet Jeremiah as it is possible to be. Never once in her semi-educated life of celebrity and school truancy has the doom goblin ever set herself against the powers that be. On the contrary, Thunberg is a creature of the establishment, faded everywhere from the Vatican to 10 Downing Street, the United Nations to Davos, by the globalist elite. She gets the star treatment because her message is so perfectly in tune with the globalist Build Back Better agenda, which in turn is a quintessentially Luciferian project that any true Christian would properly abhor because it seeks to turn the world back to the Babylonian era, in which a privileged elite get to treat everyone else like slaves. Williams is not, of course, the only cleric to attempt to put a Christian gloss on Satan's little pigtailed envoy. As the Remix News article reports, there have been several others, mostly in her native Sweden. In 2018, the Church of Sweden caused widespread outrage after Limhamn Church in Skåne County hailed Thunberg as the successor to Jesus Christ and said that she was a great model for all of us. Days before the birth of Jesus Christ was celebrated across the globe, Limhamn Church in Skåne County tweeted, "Announcement. Jesus of Nazareth has now appointed a successor, namely Greta Thunberg. Anna Arden, the woman who accused Julian Assange of sexual assault and a deacon in the Uniting Church of Sweden, UCS, dash a new church that was created when the Mission Covenant Church of Sweden, the Baptist Union of Sweden, and the Methodist Church unified, has also asserted that Thunberg is a prophet of our time, like the biblical figures Ezekiel, Isaiah, Elijah, and Jeremiah once were. We want to claim that Sweden has a prophet who is active, right now. Her name is Greta Thunberg and she is fully comparable to the prophets of the Bible," Arden wrote in an opinion piece for the Christian newspaper Kirkans Tidning. "The point is that we must listen to the message because the message comes from God. It requires a radical conversion to a life and society free of fossil fuels," the deacon added. These remarks tell us more about the decline of churches around the world than they do about Thunberg. They have lost the power of discernment, they worship false prophets. They are clearly making themselves ready for the coming of the Antichrist. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.